It's 2 in the morning, I'm sleeping just fine, when the first rumble of thunder crosses the county line. I know what's coming, I've seen this show before. In about 3 seconds there'll be dog claws on the floor. And sure enough, here comes Chip, my Australian shepherd. 50 pounds of muscle, brain and weather-related terror. He takes a running leap, lands square on my chest, shaking like a paint mixer. This is gonna be a long night, I guess. That's 50 pounds of pure Australian panic, trembling like a leaf in a hurricane. Every time I push him off, he's back in half a second flat. That dog's convinced I'm his personal storm drain. I try reasoning with him, Chip, you're fine, it's just some rain. He looks at me like I'm insane, shakes harder, digs in his claws again. I try the gentle approach, pet him calm, voice the works. He appreciates the gesture, but he's staying put, that much is clear. My wife says just let him stay, he'll calm down eventually. I would accept he's positioned right on top of my bladder C. And every thunderclap makes him flinch and readjust his weight. I'm being used as a mattress by a dog who's lost all sense of fate. That's 50 pounds of pure Australian panic, trembling like a jackhammer on my ribs. Every time I shift position, he just settles in deeper, like I'm the only safe place for miles, according to him. I've tried everything, treats his bed, even opening the closet door. Here, boy, hiding here, nope, he wants the human mattress floor. My wife's right there, 2 feet away, perfectly available, but no, apparently I'm the only acceptable stormproof table. 3 hours later, storm's moved on, first light coming through. Chip hops off, stretches, looks at me like, what's wrong with you? Trots to his breakfast bowl, tail wagging, not a care in sight, while I'm lying here cataloging bruises from my Australian anchor's night. That was 50 pounds of pure Australian panic, shaking like a pneumatic drill on my chest. And next time thunder rolls through at 2 in the morning, I'm sleeping in the truck, Chip can have the bed, I need some rest. But I know what'll happen, I'll hear scratching at the truck door, that Australian face pressed to the window, looking pitiful and small. And I'll let him in and he'll shake and I'll sigh, because that's what you do when your dog thinks you're the only safe place when the sky falls.